Pizza Box knows how to party, too. I'm going to one later today, but I can't talk about it. Ha ha. It's more of a surprise. Yeah, I got a couple people on the phone, so we're going to go to Nick. What's happening, Nick? By the way, you know what? I do believe that this insurrection was planned, organized, and almost pulled off by Donald Trump, but also a lot of co-conspirators. I mean, you can't just make something like that happen, right?
Absolutely. We don't disagree here.
No, why not?
Yeah.
The first time I've come to the middle in a long time, huh, Nick?
I know.
Well, that's good.
No. Yeah. And the thing is, I think, here's the thing. The people who really want to see all this happening, I'm sorry, my dog is going nuts right now.
Can't hear him.
But,
that's okay.
Okay. But the people who really should hear this aren't watching.
Oh, no,
and
I agree.
And the people who really want to hear it are watching it. And then there's me who, I did watch most of Thursday's thing. And then yesterday it was going on. And but I had to play volleyball. So I did that instead. And I had a lot more fun.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. You know, and I agree on a lot of stuff. I couldn't stand the Clintons, okay, or the Clinton administration when it was in. I come to the center when we talk about things that are like, reality. That's when I come to the center.
Well, here's the thing that I think about. I'm a conservative, you're liberal.
I'm too far left. Most people, yeah. Nick, too far left because I want everybody to have the same chance on this planet.
You're off the board, but
right?
that's all cool.
Yeah.
But here's what I think is that, I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. If Donald Trump was elected president again, when he swore that oath, he would be lying.
Yeah.
Anyone who thinks that January 6th is a good thing would be lying. I'm including my parents, my family, and everyone in this. I've told them this. And they don't like it, but, it's the truth.
Yeah, violence is not a good way to solve things. If it were, I'd have been working on that a long time ago, right? I'm not the violent too far left. I'm the opposite of that. I save spiders if they fall into the water in the sink and they can still alive. I'll take them outside. I'm a psychotic
dude. Yeah. No, I always take daddy long legs out, too.
I'll take any of them out there, even the ones with the little red spot that looks like it's poisonous. Probably not.
Cool. All right, man. Well, keep going on your show. You're doing a great job. And, even though we disagree on a lot of stuff, you do a really good job.
Hey, thanks, man. Good to hear from you. Only we probably don't disagree on as much as you think, just the stuff that you're wrong on, Nick. My last parting shot. Just kidding. And I see I've got Wisco Paul, but by the way, if you'd like to chime in today, it's 844-967-2789. And Wisco Paul.
Nick, let me just say, Nick sounds like a rational human being.
Well, yes.
Okay. I like rational human beings. That's cool by me.
When you put all the facts out there, that's when Nick and I agree on stuff. And then when we put our opinions in, of course, that's when we're going to have some differences. But I'm used to that. Everybody else being wrong, Just kidding. And Wisco Paul, because I am wrong sometimes.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Mikey. Also, thanks for what you did at the 2011 rally down at the Capitol. That was very peaceful, by the way. I do have take an exception kind of to one thing I see in social media, and people are calling Trump backers Trump-tards. And I think that takes you down to their level.
Yeah, I don't do it. But you know why, Paul? And because it's offensive to someone who has a child or a friend or a family who might be, what do they call, mentally retarded. But I, you know what? Mentally retarded is the Republican Party, dude. That's retarded. But I don't use it. Yeah, I don't use it. I'm not here. I'm here to offend the individual that I'm talking to, not the whole crowd. I make my things much more specific.
Yeah, I think you're far better off, or not you, because I haven't really heard you say that. It's just, but I think it's
you won't hear me say
better
it.
Called it.
I've worked with children that had what they, again, I don't call them learning disabilities. I mean, the Republicans are the learning disability in this world.
Well, that's cool. I think you're better to call it the Trump cult, because I don't understand why anybody would really, it was a riot. You tried to take my vote away, but you'd be for tax cuts for the rich, you know, and assault weapons, violence at rallies. I don't understand the, you've got a guy running for governor now, Michaels, that he comes right on there and he's proud to be Trump endorsed. Do you think he'd be ashamed to be Trump endorsed? Because when you watch anything at J6, the man is guilty. I mean, it's just, I don't know what more you need. I don't need to watch any more hearings. I mean, I hope some, I think corporate America's involved too, Mike.
Well, of course. Yeah, the courts, the seats in D.C. I mean, everything's packed with corporates and racists and bigots. And I don't know why anybody would disagree with any of what I just said.
Pizza Box, here's the thing. People willing to lay their lives down? I mean, I don't understand how they could be that influenced by this figure. I don't understand it.
I'll go back to one thing that I did a while back, right? It's better to know that you're not smart than to not know that you're stupid, okay? And Michaels, if he believes all this stuff, he's stupid too, man. I'd say it to his, I can't wait to run into some of these clowns. Let's get through this election here. We got summer to go, though.
Too old.
Anything else, Wisco Paul?
Yeah, another thing with the gas thing, you know, it's about the environment. These people went out. These people went out and bought these $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 trucks that get 16, 17, 18 miles to the gallon. Now they're mad. You know, we're supposed to be going towards solar, wind, and at least high-bred autos. You know what I mean? Electric and gas. And now they're mad. Gas was never going to stay at $3.50 a gallon. It's going to go up and down. You got a war in Russia and other things. The Saudis hate us. So, but to me, it comes back to the environment, for goodness sakes. The Republicans don't seem to care about it, and I've said this, I don't know, a lot of times on your show. Clean air, clean water are the basic things of life.
You just got to adapt, Wisco Paul. you just have to adapt is what they'll say. Sorry, man. We're going to the hard break. Thanks for calling. No more reason to stay. Freezing.